sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Zestra, and I'm really excited to be here today. My question for all the listeners is, how much time do you spend with yourself, loving yourself, self-pleasuring, and more importantly, what is the quality and caliber of this time you spend with yourself? You know, come on, be honest with yourself, get real. My guest today is the pioneer of women's self-love. I read her breakthrough book, Liberating Masturbation, in 1972, and I tell you, I mean, really, it changed my whole life. Liberating was an understatement. I learned to value my body, and the biggest thing I got was my right to have pleasure. And this woman has taught thousands upon thousands of women to feel the way I'm describing, like to have the right for pleasure and the right to take time with themselves and explore who they are. She is still going really strong in her eighth decade. Welcome to Sex and Happiness, Betty Dobson.
Yay! I'm still masturbating. I'm still masturbating, is what you mean.
You're still doing everything. To me,
well, no, just no. I'm not doing partner sex now.
Oh, you're not?
Nope. No one interests me.
Yeah. Okay, but so that doesn't mean you wouldn't.
No. But you know, it's just right now. I'm perfectly happy with myself and my obsidian dildo that is gorgeous.
Fabulous.
I call her Pele, the goddess of fire from Hawaii. She's actually carved out of volcanic glass.
Sounds very exotic.
Beautiful thing.
Well, I remember I read an article about you when you were early 70s, like you were 72 or something, and you had a very young boyfriend. He's been a guest on this show before, and I remember saying, yay, Betty, I'll have what you're having for the rest of my life. So I guess an obsidian dildo is in my future.
Yeah. Yep. When you're in your 80s and you slow down a little bit with the intercourse and the partner sex and all that. I am so in love with my website. Oh, I answer questions every day, anywhere between 5 and 10. Free.
Wow. Free questions. And this is, tell us which site this is.
DodsonandRoss.com. Mm-hmm. And you have to write out Ann Dodson, DodsonAndRoss.com.
Yes, I've been to your site many times. It's got fabulous blogs. It has wonderful little videos. I love the little videos, the little vignettes that you do with Carl and Ross. You know, you answer questions.
Our Friday YouTube.
Your YouTube's wonderful. But let's roll back a little bit because now we're very in the present. And while I don't mind being the present, it's always the question when I tell people about you, how did you get inspired to change the world? Because you have changed the world. You literally have changed the world, and you're still changing the world.
I'm actually doing more now than I was back then.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Betty. What inspired you? How did you wake up one day and realize you had to do this? You had to teach women how to masturbate.
It wasn't quite like that, waking up one day. It's a very gradual transition, and I think everybody who's gone through this understands, you know, it's not a light bulb going off over your head. I had millions of light bulbs that flashed, progressively over a period of time. I started out as a fine artist, drawing and painting the nude, and I had an exhibition of my love picture exhibition of heterosexual lovers, which was wildly successful. And then I discovered feminism, and I started going to consciousness-raising groups. And I realized, I'm involved in the sexual revolution. I have a boyfriend, and we go to sex parties, and we're not possessive, and we're not doing the jealousy. We're way ahead of our time. But I don't know that.
Mm.
I think when you're way ahead of your time, you just think you're, you know, average. I was going to say normal, but no one's normal.
No one is normal. That's a good thing. It's good. Yeah. Normal is not. Normal's not a goal.
Oh, it's normal is boring. I mean,
yeah.
No, we're all unique. So in the consciousness raising groups, I realized, and I also saw in the sex parties that we were going to, that most of the women were faking orgasms, like, you know, you see in the porn movies, a lot of noise and a lot of thrashing and hip thrusting and hand beating, and oh my God, very dramatic. But I don't know, is it my teaching that I have a visual ability to see clearly? I could see clearly that they were not having authentic orgasms. And I can still see that with my private practice when I'm watching my client. So that's, you know, goddess given. I didn't want that. I didn't ask for it. I didn't work for it. It just appeared. But then I think it might have something to do with the fact that I drew the nude for, I don't know, year after year after year. And they say it takes 10 years to master an art form. And by the time I left art school, at the end of 5 years, and I started drawing and painting, I mean, I can draw the nude. I am a master of the nude. And that was what I intended for my life's work, to be a very famous artist. But along comes feminism, and along comes sex, and I'm looking around the room, and women are not having orgasm. What is that about? So I start asking my friends, and I talk to the women in my group, and no one is really wanting to discuss it. And I'm going, oh, I got it. This is a big chunk of, so my next exhibition was masturbating nudes.
Yes, I actually have seen some of they're in that book. Although that book has been renamed. It's not Liberating Masturbation anymore, it's Sex for One.
Yeah, that's the mass market name.
You had pictures in that book of women masturbating, and you also had pictures of different vaginas, different hair, different lips.
Oh, you know, I just have to correct you, darling. It is not the vagina, it's the vulva.
Okay.
The vagina is the birth canal. And we've got to agree on a correct name for our sex organ. Do you get this?
Yes, I do.
I do not know any other body part that is not correctly named other than our vulva. Because you say vagina, everybody wants the birth canal. The guys all want to stick something in it. The baby comes out of it, and that's legitimate. That's procreation.
But that's not the whole thing.
No, it's the clitoris.
Right, right, right.
I'd rather talk about it clitoris, but the vulva actually includes all the parts.
Yes, that's what I'm getting from you. And I have gotten that before, so thank you for the correction. So I was saying, though, that I saw lots of pictures in there of drawings that you had done. By the way, I want you to know that I still have the original paperback covers to that book, but I lent the book so many times that the last time it came back to me, I just got the covers back. I don't know what happened to the book.
Was it the little black and white one?
Yes.
Well, yes. My dear, that's probably a collector's item by now.
I know, but I only have the covers. I just don't know where that book got lost.
This has always been the story of my life. No one will go and buy the book because they don't want the sales clerk to know they're going to go home and masturbate.
Well, somebody bought me the book, a very wonderful lover of mine, who actually was much older than me, a man who was 22 years older than me, sent me that book. And he said when he saw that book, he knew that that book was for me. I was 20 or 22 at the time. And I feel that at 22, that book made my life take a different course.
Yeah.
It turned me in a direction that was destined to go. And I was eternally grateful. In those days, I used to write you snail mail to tell you how much you changed my life.
I got a lot of that fan mail. And see, that's the other thing. I get these letters, and, you know, we didn't have email back then. And there was no internet. I mean, my God, the changes that I've lived through, it's utterly remarkable. And I'm passionately in love with my computer. I can't wait to get to it in the morning. It is, it's so exciting. I can't believe that I'm fortunate enough to be living in this period. I really feel very graced. Anyway, the drawings of the masturbating nudes got me drummed out of the, I lost my affiliation with the art gallery. I was totally shut down. Nobody, there was no PR, there was nothing. And I got it. The bottom line of sexual repression is the repression of masturbation. And all you have to do for a double Virgo is show her the bottom line. And I said, that's it. We have to teach women how to masturbate. It's very clear. That's why they can't come. And then you start to find out all of the women that are not orgasmic were never able to masturbate. They had very negative messages. They had nannies or mommies or mammies that slapped their little hands when they got caught in bed playing with their little wee-wees. or it had to be some kind of religious nut case or religion. I'm really down on organized religion. I just think all of it's they're dark, very dark forces on the planet. And if you want an example, I will point to the Republicans in Congress. They're out of control,
Yeah, I would agree with you. And it's really the mess, the religious mess.
Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it this bad?
Well, not really. I mean, look, it was never good because people have been repressed and suppressed by it. I have always felt that a way to control people is to make them feel ashamed of their bodies.
Thank you.
So then the only thing that we value is the ability to assess things in our mind, and that's gotten the world to where it is.
Yeah, we're going to kill it and ourselves with it. Anyway, there are forces working again. The 99% are waking up, darling. So I am a very adamant Occupy Wall Street supporter.
Excellent. And you're Occupy Your Body supporter. That's where it comes from.
Well, it's like taken away from, we used to call it the establishment. But it's taken away from organized anything, religion, government, mandates, school, all of it. Corporations,
yes.
It's all bullshit.
And truly said only by somebody who knows, because you're so in your body. I mean, I just want to keep pointing that out because it doesn't happen for people who can't feel. What you're talking about, the position you've taken now only can come from someone who's felt for a very, very long time and uses that as their major source of information. Oh, this doesn't feel right. Of course not. It goes anti the body. How can you just walk around like a talking head and give yourself justification to whatever? So, yeah, it's good. It's excellent. Well, we're going to take a little break here for a moment. And when we come back, I have many, many things to ask you about. Things like what you're doing on your site with Carlin Ross, different things, what your focus is now, and all the things that you talked about, what's happening in the colleges. We have a lot of places to go together. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, I am having a conversation with Betty Dobson. Hopefully you know who she is, but if you don't, that's why we're doing this show. You need to know who she is. She has freed thousands upon thousands upon thousands of women to be able to masturbate and feel what orgasm is. And she single-handedly filled the gap between non-orgasm and orgasm on our planet today.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm interviewing today Betty Dodson, who has been working in the trenches with women, teaching them how to masturbate, use vibrators, use dildos, use whatever, their hands, to be able to find the feeling in themselves that sets them free. So Betty, we left off in some politics, and I'm not sure if we want to continue in that direction or if we want to go somewhere else. I want to talk about your blog somewhat, because, and your website, because people can get lots and lots of information there, and you don't only have women writing, and you don't only have straight women or men writing. You have all kinds of a variety of writers. So what would we say is the focus of the website? So what kind of education can people get there?
Our byline on the top is Better Orgasms, Better World.
That's great.
Simple and to the point.
Yeah, it is simple and to the point. So you have, how many do you have, about 15 bloggers that work with you?
Yeah, and Carlin's pretty much, you know, runs that. She's like the managing editor of our magazine. And the website is exactly that. It's a daily, it changes daily, and you can go on the site. You don't have to join. You don't pay anything. And we both agreed on this. This is not a money-making proposition. This is a world-changing proposition. And I figure that in that process that we have our little downloads that we charge for, and we have some books that I sell and some DVD tapes and all that. And it's just, you know, little modest things that we sell to make ends meet. And at some point, I think we're going to be so rich that we'll be able to donate lots of money to the right causes.
Excellent. Really excellent. Well, you also sell some products on there. You have that barbell. You have that amazing product.
It's back ordered. My God, everyone wants one now.
Did you design that?
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about that? I have one, but I'd like you to tell a little bit about it.
Well, it's a vaginal exerciser. So I called it a vaginal, what did I call it? The barbell. And it's kind of, it has a ball on either end, and one is smaller than the other, and the small end can be actually used anally or with a new vagina that is learning how to do penetration. And the bigger ball is just more like how we are if you've had intercourse or dildo action, or you've been inside your vagina, which I recommend all women do. Since it's stainless steel, it's very easy to clean, and it's not porous, and you can't break it, and it's, I consider it to be an heirloom. You know, mother to grandmother to grandfather to, you know, grandfather. Well, guys can use it anally to work on their pelvic floor muscle. So is as a resistance device, you squeeze the vaginal muscle or the pelvic floor or the PC, pubic coccygeus, and you have a resistance device, something to press against. Now, that's all. I think that's adorable and all that, but how I personally use it as a dildo. I put the vibrator on my clitoris and I start working my pelvic floor muscle on that slick barbell, and you can take your hand away because it weighs a pound. It'll stay in place.
Yes, I particularly really like the weight of it. I think the weight of it is distinguishes it from other tools that people use.
It feels good.
Yeah, it does feel really good. So you created that yourself.
Well, I designed it. I mean, I got a Kegel sizer from a friend of mine, which is sort of like it. And you might say I ripped him off, but he wouldn't do business with me. So I said, screw you, I'll make my own.
Good for you. One exercise that I've recommended to people when they had in vaginal eggs, like crystal eggs, was to not only squeeze the muscles, but to walk around and keep it in when they're walking, like not to let it drop out on the floor.
You do that?
Yeah.
You can hold it in and walk around?
Yeah.
You're a sexual athlete, darling.
I know. But I mean, I'm just saying, I was wondering if there would be a recommendation that people would take the barbell and slip it in and then walk around holding it in.
No. Now what's happening?
Well, and this is I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to write you and say I did it. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to blow your mind. You probably have a vaginal muscle that is too tense. You know that if you squeeze the muscle, you have to also know how to release the muscle.
Yeah, sure.
Well, how do you release it?
I release it on the exhale. I just let it go and almost push out.
I think it's a good idea to do squats.
Okay.
Because you can visualize it. Then the muscle is being stretched and released.
In my work, I do teach people to breathe and squeeze and release, breathe and squeeze and release. So I know how to do both.
When you do the squat, you just, everything lets go, release.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That balances out the strength that you're building up. You also have equal relaxation.
Yes, I think it's really important. I think it's absolutely important. And I think that's also very important in men as well. I think it's important that men relax, because when men are getting ready to have their ejaculation, everything tenses up so much and then they sort of lose their mind. And I like it if they also can relax as well. So I think we're on to something here. I just have to go back to this a little bit, because there was a while when you were on HBO specials, weren't you? Like back in the, I don't know what years it was, but there were people who said they saw you everywhere on HBO specials, and I saw you on HBO specials, and I don't know if you were on others, but you did a lot of this training in like some TV specials. Is that, how did that come about?
They must be talking about the real sex.
Oh, real sex, yeah.
I was in the first one they produced, and they took like a snippet of my workshop, but you couldn't tell what the women were doing. They were very tentative. Now they're gross. They'll show you everything. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't done that much on HBO. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm on television from time to time being interviewed.
I thought that they had showed your entire workshop. So I must have that wrong. Well, maybe it's time for them to get back to you and show the whole thing. You know, if they only showed a snippet, then people couldn't get a real sense of your mastery.
We just made a new video of the workshop, Body Sex Workshop.
And is that going to be available on your website?
It's already available. And here's the other thing I love. We're set up so that you can stream it. Pay a few bucks and then stream it on your computer.
Mm.
I just don't think we should keep making plastic anything. So, and it's like with books, I want e-books from now on. I want it on my Kindle or my iPad. I don't want a physical book. My bookshelves are groaning. They're too full. We're tearing down all the trees to make paper. Everything is electronic. I'm so ready to be totally electronic. I can't tell you. So if you want the videotape, the physical DVD, you can order that. Or you can just stream it from the website. And this time, it is me at 83, and it is my girlfriend who helped me started the workshops at 68. We're the two old broads. And then we have, you know, a 50-year-old and a 30-year-old. And you know what I mean? We have and Carlin is my business partner, is 39. So we have a nice selection of ages, and there are only 6 women in the group. So it is how I used to run the group, but it's just bare bones. In other words, you go through the details that I went through when I actually did the groups. Even the old body sex group that I've been selling all these years called, I don't even know what I called it, self-loving. That was made back in the 1990. And it's much prettier, but the soundtrack was pathetic. We shot it on a home video camera, pre-digital.
Right.
So it's insane, but you can still see the images.
Well, and also just what you said before about my copy of Liberating Masturbation from 1972, if somebody has that, then it becomes a collector's item.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Eventually.
Eventually. But I and like the idea that you have women of all ages. I like the idea that you have people, 83 and the person you mentioned who's 53 and then somebody in their 30s. Do you have anybody in their 20s in this too?
We have one 20-something year old.
So you've spanned 6 or 7 decades.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the youngest person that you have worked with?
Usually in the early 20s. I don't get teens, but I'm getting teens like crazy on the website asking questions.
That's amazing. These are the kids
that were raised on abstinence only. They don't know anything.
Yes, it's a sad state of affairs. Well, actually, I want to take a short break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about that, your influence on the youth of today. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm extremely happy. Because today I'm speaking with Betty Dodson, who is a person that, through a book she wrote in the early 70s, changed my life. And I have her on the show today to change your life. So we'll be right back.
Hey, all. Want to have a real adventure this year? I, Laurie Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India from November 19th to December 1st, 2012. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience the sacred lake of Pushkar and visit the pink city of Jaipur. Then at dawn, from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. Then you'll see Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment as well. And then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples in Khajuraho. You'll have ample opportunity to see these world-renowned temples up close, and you'll even get to meditate inside. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paragonj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, I'll be teaching tantric techniques and principles, and I promise that you will shift your consciousness and come closer to attaining your spiritual goals. For more information about the tantric tour to the heart of India, call me at 202-686-7440. That's 202-686-7440. Or write to me, Laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You can find out everything you want to know at butterflyworkshops.com,
tantric tours. Please note that no previous experience of tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India, and I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm speaking with Betty Dobson, and we were just talking about how Betty gets people coming to her website now who are teens, even though she has personally seen people in their early 20s. Teens are on all over her website trying to learn something about sex because they don't know anything. Now, Betty, it's a sad thing that many teens, the only way they learn about sex is by going to porn sites on the
internet.
Which
is, you know, I don't want to censor porn, but it is entertainment for men. It does not, it does not factor in what women want.
So these teenagers are coming to your site. They must be coming to your site in droves. What kinds of questions do you get from them?
One of the things that breaks my heart is I really am angry at the G-spot information. I thought it was poorly represented. It was not adequate. The information is now very scattered and very confused. And a little girl will write to me and she'll describe the perfect, ideal beginning of building up to an orgasm. And she probably had a small one. And then she says, but it couldn't be an orgasm because I didn't ejaculate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let that sink in. Now I'm dealing with that. So all those women out there can take their G-spots and send them to the Salvation Army.
Thank you. I needed that. Yes, so they're not learning. They're learning to focus on all kinds of things and have new expectations. It's almost like a pathology what happens to women's sexuality.
Totally. I mean, if people say, is it better now? And I said, no, it's worse. Mm. I was better off growing up in the 50s where I didn't get any information. I have to de-inform them before they can take in the new information.
I mean, are there people who repeatedly write you back and forth and have a correspondence?
I try to discourage that because there's so much information. Yeah, everybody wants to have an ongoing conversation with me, and I'm flattered. But I have to move on to the next question. And all of the questions are on the website. So all anyone has to do is just go to the section where I have all the Q&A posted and start reading them. Sometimes you'll come across a question and you didn't even know that's what you wanted to ask.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why we have websites. So we can actually put lots and lots of information there and people can browse at their own leisure.
Precisely. We have all of the DVDs and all the visual references so that you can stream any of them and watch as well as listen and talk. You know, I am in the information business. Before
yes,
I leave the planet, I want every woman of age to be having orgasms.
I'm in alignment with you, totally.
So, Betty, what's your current big project?
I am now on my way to Oslo. We took Europe by storm last year with... In Oslo, they invited me to come to teach their young woman who was in one of their reality shows that was very popular, how to have an orgasm. So that's, I don't run workshops, but I do private sessions, which is a workshop for one. And I consolidate it. So within an hour or so, several hours, a woman gets all the information and I watch her masturbate and I see to what she's doing right, which I encourage. I see what she's doing wrong, which I point out so she can change it, and then she eventually gets to the orgasm. So this little gal, because she's, you know, she's 20 years old, never had an orgasm, but she's, you know, she's a star now, and she didn't want to be that exposed on television. So my partner, Carlin, is there, and she jumped right in. I love this woman. Well, she's so sex positive. So I did the session with Carlin.
Who already knows how to do this, but she demonstrated it for this other woman?
And the other woman was standing there watching, precisely, and the camera was rolling. And this went up on their national television station, which is it's all over Europe. And the producer promised us and delivered. I said, you know, I don't want to do this because I do this 100 times and I end up on the cutting room floor. You cannot see what I'm doing unless you can have a vulva in the middle of the screen of the television set. And no one's got the guts to do that. She said, I will. And I said, you will? And she said, absolutely. I'm there. And I showed up, and Carl and we did it. And sure enough, they showed it.
So I got my mouth is on the floor. I mean, my mouth is so open wide that someone on television would do this. And I'm trying to understand what the viewers would see. The viewers would see
Carlin having an orgasm with her legs spread, the vibrator on her clitoris, the barbell inside her vagina, and me showing her what to do.
I got that. And that's, I'm impressed. I'm excited. You know, hallelujah, really. And then also, but how did they put it in the context with this other woman and this reality show? I mean, did they say that were teaching her?
It was part of the reality show, was the kids were learning about sex.
Mm.
So the boys get shown pictures of penises and that they're all these different sizes and some curve up and to the right and then down and the left. And for women, there's nothing. You can't show a vulva on television. Have you ever seen a full image of a vulva? Only if it's porn.
Right.
And even then, it doesn't get a feature. The penis is slamming in and out of it.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, no, I haven't. And it sounds, so it's earth-shattering, actually.
Because this was a huge, huge, huge happening in Europe. And boy, everyone in Norway saw it, because it's a very popular show. There are three kids living together, one girl and two boys, and one boy is straight and the other boy is gay. So this is the Norwegian sensibility of fair play and much more liberated, and religion doesn't run their lives. They have churches and people have a religion, but it's not out to get sex. They think sex is a natural part of life and it should be pleasurable and orgasmic, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the people aren't that loose and goosey and all that, you know, but their laws are very sensible. They have a very mature attitude towards sex. And then, of course, the station, not only does it go all over Norway, but it'll be Sweden, Denmark, Amsterdam, the UK, Germany will buy it. So we're hot stuff in Europe.
I love
it. And thanks to the internet, people are finding out about us here. Only because of the internet.
Right. Well, thank goodness for the internet. If someone were in Europe now and they wanted to try and find this, could they Google it? What would it be called?
It's Trekant. Trekant. I think that means threesome.
I see.
Lori,
yes.
Darling, I have it on my website.
Oh, you do?
Yep, you can stream it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I want to see it. I'm excited. And I want to tell everybody I know in Europe about it. You know, that's
good.
A lot of people. So, yes, absolutely. Aside from what you said, the people aren't all loosey-goosey, but something has fascinated me about Norway for a long time. It's just a little factoid. Their national dance is the tango. Like people go to tango in Norway, so it's like they want closeness. You know, they just might want it in a different way, but they want that body feeling. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in Norway spend time tangoing, which I think is is very sexual. Well, we're going to stop here for a moment. And when we come back, I want to ask you what's in the future. What are you creating? Where is your creativity going? What else are we to look forward to from you? So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm here with Betty Dobson. She's amazing in her scope and reach and how many people that she's actually educated for women in particular to masturbate and reach orgasm. And Betty is not stopping anytime soon. So stay with us. When we come back, she's going to talk to us about what she has planned for the future.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lati Han, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lati Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lati Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Well, here we are back with Sex and Happiness, and this part of the show is brought to you by Sex Butter, and I'll be telling you more about Sex Butter a little later. Betty, I think of you and I think to myself, you're going strong. To me, having great orgasms equals fabulous, long, and vibrant life. And so you're, again, my inspiration, my role model, and I want to know what you have planned, you know, what's in your dream list of what you want to create for people on the planet, especially for women being liberated on the planet. Anything you want to share with us that you can share with us?
Well, you're talking about the future, and my attitude is the future is now.
Good. Okay.
Right now, right this minute. As we speak, and that it is ongoing, and that's I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And one of the big parts of happiness, besides the ability to enjoy your sex life and your body, is to enjoy the work you're doing. I know that's a problem for a lot of people. So if you have a job that you hate, have a hobby that you love. You must have something in your life that you love to do, because that keeps the creative process alive. So I give a lot of credit to, you know, orgasms, but I give just as much credit to the creative process.
It's very wise what you're saying. It's I think that people, this notion of retirement, that's a whole nother political thing we could get into. The notion of retirement when people just stop. They don't.
Well, if they retire, then they've got to do something they love. If they want to leave a stupid job and then do something worthwhile, they can do that.
Right, right. But if they don't do anything, if their fantasy is to just sit around in Florida somewhere, they're doomed. They're doomed.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, because they're sitting around waiting to die.
Exactly. So what you're talking about is doing what you love now, doing what you love now. So, okay, so I get that. So tell us more then about what are the kinds of things that people can actually learn by going on your site? I know they can ask questions and answers, but give us some idea about, I know you have a huge variety of topics. Let us know what some of them are and what some of the specialties are, because I noticed there are like specialties on your site. There's things for people into gay sex. There's things for people into this and that, but it's better to hear it from you than, you know, my memory of all the things.
We cover every aspect of sex we can think of. And if you think of one that we haven't thought of, you write to us and tell us, and we'll include it. It's very inclusive. We're starting to get many more questions now from young men, which I'm very pleased with that. because it was before it was only, everybody knows that women buy the sex books, women look for sex information, because they're the ones that are not having any pleasure from sex. The fortunate thing about men is that they will always ejaculate, which is their orgasm. Now, can it be stronger and better and more and more exciting? Absolutely. So I think men are just skimming the surface of their own sexuality, but because they ejaculate, everybody thinks they're okay. I disagree. I think that some of these kids are masturbating so fast, and they're watching porn, and they're not building up any mental images other than this trashy shit that they watch on you know, pre-porn. And,
yeah.
And listen, it works. I mean, if I go there and I look at it, I get turned on. I do. You can't help it. It's just visual. Visual is power. And here are these people having incredible sex, and it's like kinky and weird and, And so I understand how it is addictive, and I understand how easy it is to get a hard-on. It's happened to me, and I just stay away from it because I really want to develop my own fantasies. So this one kid that's on our recent YouTube that we talked about, he wrote in and he said, oh, my God, you put it up, and I couldn't believe him, blah, blah, blah. So he did what I suggested. He was masturbating, I don't know, 4, 5, 8, 6 times a day.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Not getting any pleasure from it because there are these little quickies. Now, women do the same thing. They take a vibrator. They put it on their clit. They come fast, no buildup, nothing in their mind, very little energy in their body, and they go, boop, and they say, is that it? And I'm going to say, absolutely, that's all you're going to get. That's all you put into it. You get what you put into it. So he wrote back and he said, I got the massage oil. I slowed down. I took my time. I paid attention to my breathing. And I had an incredible orgasm. He got it immediately.
And how old was this person? Young.
16.
Wow. So that would be how a boy could get started. How would you suggest for a girl to get started? I know you've been asked this 8 million times, but still, there may be somebody listening who's never heard you before. What would you say for a woman to get started?
I have several essays that I wrote specifically to cover this, and the one that they start with is first-time orgasm, or learning orgasm, or whatever, I forget what I called it, but it's there.
And it slows everything down.
On the website, the left hand column has all the topics that we make available. So under orgasm, it's right at the top because it's the most asked question. How do I have an orgasm? So I take you verbally, step by step, through a very simple process of how I teach. All you have to do is read it more than once, follow it, and practice it. I would like for teen girls to just start using their hands. But the vibrator is like, you know, it's something they can go and buy, and it'll get you off quicker and faster, but not necessarily better. Now, if you're older, bypass manual and go directly to vibrator. But if you're a teen with all of those hormones raging, your hand will be fine. But you must get some kind of massage oil. Saliva doesn't, and your own vaginal juices, they dry up too quickly. And when I say take your time, I'm talking 30 minutes to an hour. None of this quickie, you know, 3-minute knockoffs. No.
Right. So this is how, I mean, in some circles, we could say that what you're teaching is expanded orgasm. And for you, you're teaching this as regular orgasm. Take your time, slow down, take a breath, use lubrication, all of these things are, for some people, they look at this as enhancements because they've been doing that 3-minute quickie.
I liken it to, it's like fast food, very, very little nourishment.
You make a very good case, Betty. You make a very, very good case. Very little nourishment in that fast, rushed, hurried thing. Kids are starting in some households, they're not able to do anything except steal away 5 minutes. You know, sometimes they don't have that much privacy.
Well, you know, you can always find a place. No, that's an excuse.
Okay.
If really, go in the closet. Go in the bathroom, lock the door. Go out back and get in the garage. Sit in the back seat of the car.
My mother used to yell up, "What are you doing in there?" In the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom, Mom.
I'll be right out.
Yeah, I'm constipated. It's taking a little longer.
It's very good. It's very healthy and wholesome and needed and necessary advice that you've been giving people for a long time now. And I, for one, want you to keep giving it. I think your website is phenomenal. I'm going to tell everyone again what your website is. You go to Dodson and Roth, and you have to spell it out. Dodson and A-N-D, Ross, R-O-S-S, .com. And you will find all the information that you ever wanted to know and more, things you didn't think of, things that even if you watched porn, you never knew from because you stopped somewhere, you got addicted. This is how to get the full spectrum from many talented writers and from Betty herself. This is how you get your full spectrum on your sexuality, whether you're male or female. This is a really good site for you to visit. And
by the
women,
way, if they just Google my name, Betty Dodson, it'll take you directly to the website.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. So in our last moment, is there anything you want to say that, you know, really brings it on home?
Just love yourself. You know, if you don't love yourself, no one's going to love you. It's impossible. It starts with self-love.
Well, Betty, thank you so much. I couldn't agree more. And it's only because I knew of you that I could agree. So I am a direct product of you and your teaching and your writing. And here I am with a show on sex and happiness that's been going on for years already. I have loads and loads of shows. And it's really because someone sweetly sent me your book in 1972.
You're doing a great job, darling. Hang in there.
Thank you so much. Well, everyone, we have had a wonderful show today, myself, along with Betty Dodson. Again, you can go to her website, dodsonandroth.com, or you can Google her name, Betty Dodson. And you should actually Google her name. If you didn't know who she was before today, you should know who she is. You really should know who she is. I will be back with you next time. I have a show with two amazing men talking about a whole new paradigm for relationship. And I'm sure that it is guaranteed to blow your mind.
I'm speaking today with Bonnie Gale, who is the co-creator of Sex Butter, a wonderful new female enhancement product that can be used by females and males. So tell me a little bit about Sex Butter. How did you get the name Sex Butter?
The Sex Butter, the product itself, actually looks and feels like butter and melts into your skin just like butter does when you touch it. And it's for sexual enhancement and lubrication. So I wanted something really direct that let people know what it was about.
Well, it sounds absolutely yummy.
It is.
Does it smell yummy? Does it have a taste and a smell to it?
Yes, it smells like dark chocolate mint, which I think is pretty yummy. And the taste of it, it has a kind of like a taste like coconut oil.
Oh, but the smell sounds wonderful. Dark chocolate and mint. How wonderful is that? When people use Sex Butter, what can they expect? Like, what can the woman expect? We'll start with her.
Okay, I apply it internally onto the vaginal walls and the G-spot area as well as the clitoral area. And it really makes internal orgasms easy and effortless. I mean, the sensation is just amazing. And there's a little surprise that comes out for those men who are not used to their women having internal orgasms that can be accomplished with Sex Butter.
I like the idea of a surprise.
So do the men.
If men use it alone, is that okay too?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely use it alone. And the really amazing thing for men, they feel sensation even after they have orgasm. So the recovery time is really shortened big time.
It sounds like everybody should try Sex Butter, don't you think?
I think everybody should try Sex Butter.
How can people get Sex Butter? How can they order it?
We have Sex Butter in 1-ounce jars. Looks like a high-end eye cream, so people don't have to be embarrassed when they order it. It doesn't look sleazy or porn-like, so have little travel packs that people can take along. They can actually, each one can be used like up to 3 times.
How can they find out about it?
www.sexbutter.net.
Sounds terrific. Thank you so much, Bonnie Gale.
Thank you.
So please tune in next time to Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handler signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-